Looks like Elvis very late. Taxu in front. They're starting to close. Taxu needing the post. Oscar Zulu late. Taxu won it. Taxu just. Taxu beat Oscar Zulu, who jumped up out of the ground but ran out of time.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show with Dino and Ray. That was Taxu winning the Civic Stakes, and his trainer Joe Pride is on the line. Joe, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
It was great to watch yesterday. I wrote in the paper this morning it was a compelling watch because you don't often see feature sprints where a leader tries to literally steal the race before the home turn, open up a 3-4 length lead, but that was all part of the plan, Joe.
Yeah, look, he's a bold running sort of horse, and you know, it's sort of hard to bring him undone, actually, because even people know that that's our, the way we ride him. But, you know, if you're going to go up and take him on, it's at your own peril because he's going really quick. And it's sort of rare that you've got a horse you can actually do that with, because most horses, if you go, you know, if you do go that quickly, they'll sort of fall in a hole. So he's a pretty talented horse. And, yeah, he's very strong. So it was good to see him get a stakes win yesterday.
Yeah, no, he did a really good job. And I think he ticked another really important box yesterday, Joe, because the track got back into a good four. And I know there was a bit of a question mark on him because he is such a good wet tracker, but there he is scoring a career best on a surface we weren't sure if he'd handle that well.
Yeah, no, that's right. So, no, really pleased with him. He's had a long preparation, but as long as he pulls up well, and we'll get an indication of that over the next couple of days, I'll be sort of keen to press on towards the winter stakes with him.
Joe, what are the plans for Taxu going forward this winter?
Look, there'd only be that one more run. There's really nothing around after that. So, sort of more looking then at I tend to give them winter and summer preparations because the spring sort of, you know, a bit tough for them. So he would come back, go for a spell after his next run, come back and then sort of race through the summer. And it's a funny thing, I've had a lot of good winter horses also be pretty effective in the summer because we actually get a fair bit of rainfall in the summer. So they can get the occasional sort of wet track for them.
Yeah, we've had plenty of rain over the last couple of summers. Hey, Joe, Maria Mia was in the Civic Stakes as well, and I actually thought I liked her yesterday. She got a lovely trail behind Taxu, and I thought top of the straight she could peel out and beat him, but he was just too tough. She went a good honest fourth, though.
Yeah, she did. They're probably not the right two horses to have in the same race because they don't really help each other. Or, sorry, he doesn't help her. But it could also just be the case that she just can't run 1,400 no matter, you know, because she didn't give up, but she didn't finish off that last 100 metres.
Could she come back to a race like the Ramorny or something next month?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure with her. I've got to have a chat to the New Haven guys this morning and work out a bit of a plan with her. So, she's certainly better suited back to a shorter race. Just a matter of whether we do that now or, she was bought as a broodmare prospect, so she may even go to stud.
Yeah, fair enough.
Joe, tell me, who wins Origin 2 tonight and why?
Look, I'm more confident than what I was game one. I actually thought Queensland would win game one. I'm more confident tonight, though, with New South Wales. I think they've made some good changes there. It's a lot of changes, which is a little bit of a worry, but the good thing is that you've got players, sort of Penrith and Roosters taking on Queensland, isn't it? So you've got players that have played together a lot. And I just hope we're paying Queensland enough respect to try and play a club side against them. I think we'll win tonight. I think we'll square it up.
Yeah, how do we stop Munster?
Yeah, I don't know. He's pretty elusive, isn't he? He's a talented player and he just seems to, like a lot of Queenslanders, he grows a foot taller when it comes to Origin time.
Yeah, Gagai, Holmes, they're like that. They put on their Superman capes, don't they, when they play for Queensland. Hey, Joe, just one quick one on rugby league before we let you go. And we're discussing with Dino earlier about the potential location of a possible Bears franchise in the NRL. And there seems to be a real groundswell of support in Perth. You got any views on where the 18th team potentially should be?
Yeah, look, it's tough. I've got to say, I don't like the competition being diluted. You know, like I'm not sure there's enough good players to go around now looking at some of the squads. You know, I tend to think at some point it might be good to actually have two tiers. And I know teams wouldn't want to be in that second tier, but if you did have it, you could have a sort of promotion relegation thing happening. And it would be, I'd just like to see more competitive games. I don't like so much seeing I don't think it's ever a good game to watch when a team gets 30 or 40 points put on them. So, I don't know, I think something maybe they could look at, and that way you could have more teams.
Joe, it's a really valid point you make, too, about the number of players. I mean, you know, Redcliffe's going to suck another 30 out of the pool, and then you've got one more team to come in as the 18th. So suddenly you've got to find another 60 players. Now, the broadcasters want the extra game, but as you rightly point out, they don't want to be covering games. In a broadcast deal, it costs $1.9 billion. They don't want to be covering lopsided games. So it's a very, very valid point.
So if you did have those two tiers, like, I think it wouldn't worry me. I don't know how you sort of state those teams, but I would gladly watch it, and I think most supporters would. If my team was in the second one, I'd rather see them playing competitively every week against a team that's more on their level. That's just as enticing to watch as as any other game. So yeah, look, I'm not sure. If you're sort of taking away the reputations of those teams by calling the, you know, putting them in another tier, but I think the supporters of both clubs, all the clubs, would gladly watch the team.
Yeah, it's interesting thoughts, Jay. But and it has been debate about promotion relegation in the last few days as well. So we might talk more about that later with Phil Buzz Rothfield. Hey, Joe, congratulations with TAXU yesterday, and good luck to the Blues tonight.
Yeah, great. Good on you. Thanks, guys.